live only just looks. Manners can be studied in your stacks of stolen books. You don't take you seriously, you're protected from the gaze. Another malintention emanating from the haze. No, no, no. Disrespectful, all your unwitting witness. I know you got nothing to give to me, but I'm trying to take this seriously. No commitment, no, no, no commitment,
no, no,
no, no, no
commitment, no, no, no.
I love you. That is a brand new track from Desiree Dorian, Love You to Death. The track certainly brings to light alcoholism, and she really wanted to focus on that, especially this month, being Alcohol Awareness Month. Nick Waterhouse, a song called No Commitment before that, and this was born out of Hunting Beach, California, where he established himself in the psych garage scene while still retaining a very cool American rhythm and blues rock and roll aesthetic. More music coming up on the way, but here is Misha and the Spanx with So Mad. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you.
You might not know that song, but that's from the French group M84. Their big hit was Midnight City for sure, and that is Kim and Jesse. I'm Julian Taylor. This is The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. Big shout out to everyone who's listening. Go tell your friends. We got music on the way from Mike Byrne, who's from Tobique First Nation in New Brunswick. He's embarked on a solo career, and it's going very well. He was nominated for a couple of NAMI Awards, Native American Music Awards, that is, and happy to see him having the success that he is having. Norma Tanega has a song coming up called What More in the World Could Anyone Be Living For? And I really like that title. It's long, but it's a beautiful title. I'm sure all of us think about that all the time. Tanega was born in California in 1939. And coming up, we have Ombigizi back at me featuring Peter from July Talk. Very cool stuff from this band, who was nominated for a Juno for Best Alternative Album of the Year and shortlisted for the Polaris Prize as well. Here on The Jukebox are my friends Adam and Daniel, Ombigizi featuring Peter from July Talk with Back at Me.
Back at me, back at me, you say. Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
It's so cool.
Up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 21st to the 25th. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring genre-defying indie alternative artist Barty Strange as guest curator, garage rock Chameleons Osays, Chicago-based indie rock three-piece Dead, Latin folk innovator Helada Negro, Toronto's viral hip-hop sensation Akintoye, gothic folk artist Emma Ruth Rundle, alternative R&B hip-hop artist Amindi, and plus many more. There's 150 artists yet to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Stay involved online this semester with CJSF, SFU's independent campus community radio station. From writing album reviews to producing video and audio, there are many ways you can volunteer remotely for CJSF.
Be the media.
I'm wondering how to start volunteering for CJSF.
Simply sign up online and go to cjsf.ca/signup or contact our volunteer coordinator, Noel, at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. That is vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. For more information on how to become a CJSF volunteer, as well as the latest on new volunteer orientations and volunteer opportunities at CJSF.
CJSF 90.1.
It's diverse, independent, and yours.